thought I'm happy we won the game. You know, I think that we were very tentative in the first period. We looked like we were, the puck was like a grenade. It looked like nobody wanted to really take control of the puck and make plays. There was a lot of tentative play, I thought, early. I thought we were quite a bit better in the second. In the third, I thought we managed it. I thought we looked like a fairly tired hockey team, so that's something we're addressing. I like the penalty killing. I like the fact that we only gave them, I think, two power plays, and I liked our aggressiveness. So that's something that we did a lot better, and we managed that part of the game a lot better. I thought our power play was wild, to say the least. We couldn't control the puck, couldn't make a play. I probably couldn't have drawn it up any better than that. One play, it's in the net. So I think that was a good thing, but it was a little bit of a struggle there. Other than that, we're happy we got the 2 points. It's a fairly heavy load off our shoulders.
Well, you said you thought your team looked a little bit tired. Were you referring just to the third period or the entire game?
The entire game, or is that what you said?
Were you referring to the entire game or just the third period?
No, I thought I thought in the first, I didn't see the fatigue so much in the first. I saw a lot of nervousness. I really saw a lot of, a lot of plays that were uncharacteristic. We looked like we'd never been together, really. It was really difficult to watch us play in the first. It was like, what's going on out here, you know? And, but as the game wore on, I just, when I watched the players come to the bench, I just thought there was a lot of fatigue. It's a good time to back off and get some rest for us.
You know that it was a heavy load off of your shoulders. How heavy a load? It seemed like this was a very, very important win for your team.
Well, I think it was. I think it wore on our players between the games that we gave up on the road, the number of goals we gave up, and then the fashion that we end up losing those games. I think put a heavy toll on our team. And so for us, I think it was quite a relief. I think a lot of the tentativeness early was some of that pressure, especially in the first period. And so I think it was a good thing that we managed to get a win. And we gave them 1 point, but it was a big 2 points for us. You know, I thought he did pretty good. I thought he played pretty well. Well, I thought he played pretty well. He made some plays and, you know, I liked him. I thought he was good. I didn't think he was. I thought he handled it well. I thought he was good with that line. You know, for the first time, really playing with those guys, he made some plays and used the defense and the offensive zone. He was good for the first game. I was pretty happy with him. Well, I don't know that we gave their team a lot of scoring chances. I think he was okay. You know, I thought he was deep. He was farther out in his net, which was encouraging for us because I thought that he was back a little farther on the road trip. So I think that he managed his game pretty well. I don't know that he was tested a whole lot. I don't think he saw the second goal. Thought he made a good save on the first one that ended up going to their guy. I thought he helped us win. You know, I don't think he was tested, but that's okay. You know, sometimes those games are tougher to play.
So you're saying the team was tired, or
I'm not saying the team was tired. I said that we looked tired. I think that from a lot of things, that's how we looked. You'd have to ask the players if they're tired. I never spoke with the players yet to say, you know, I'm just saying we looked like it. We were.
What do you think of the chemistry of the team?
Well, I think that the first thing is that I like the chemistry of our team. I don't know that you can sit in a game like this and say, wow, we see a lot of chemistry. But this is a hard game to judge. There's a lot of things in this game that were a little bit wild, and I think that there's some reasons for that. I just got to keep things in perspective a little bit. You know, I've got to look at it and say, okay, why is this and that, and find the reasons. You know, and a lot of that is the grind and where we're at. We knew we would come through this, so you got to make the assessment. I'll watch the tape back and I'll get a better assessment. There's some things that I'd like to see better out of some people, but let's just take one step at a time.
Team seemed to have trouble getting into the offensive zone, maintaining possession. Do you have any thoughts about what you saw there tonight?
Well, I would agree. I mean, you know, I didn't. First of all, in the third period, there was a couple of plays crossing their blue line that we tried to make plays. We ran into each other. I think it was in the second period. or whatever it was, crossing the blue line, trying to make plays that was uncharacteristic of the way we wanted to play. But that's kind of how the game got played. And sometimes when you are a little tired, you make those decisions, and you have to be patient a little bit, you know. So for us, we're going to focus on grabbing the 2 points, and we're going to try to keep it a little bit positive.
One more, guys. What do you think the patience that Redmond showed?
Well, you know what? I thought it was a heck of a play. You know, I thought he made a nice little play going down the wall, and the guy just turned, got his stick out of the lane, and moved it to Ladd or to Little, and I think Little made a heck of a shot. I thought it was a really good patient play. You know, so I was happy with that. Happy to see that we got the win on that play. Thanks, guys.
Hey guys, for local media, tomorrow is a day off. So no availability, and then